such a bad dream. Still, I was confused. I was perspiring and my heart was beating. I looked over at the clock beside my bed and the time was 7 a.m. Still, I got some time to go to work, so I got up, took a shower. When I was taking a shower, I was full of thoughts. I had a stoop posture and I was laying my arm on the wall of the bathroom. What was that dream about? I bet that could mean something, but what? I shook my head and tried to wipe off the crazy thoughts from my head. I wore my towel and had breakfast in the kitchen. I dressed up to go to work. I work for a rich and intelligent man named Hossein Nasiri. He loves to buy stocks from unknown companies. He invests cheap and sells high. I think you can guess how he got rich. And look at his life. He has a palace and his pocket is full of money. I like him because he has a grin on his face every time he talks to me, even though he's a rich person. So I picked up my car keys, locked the house's door, and started to walk towards my car. I got in my car and revved my engine. Huh. Mrs. Johnson is an old and polite woman. She's a little bit short and kind of old-fashioned. She's very kind and sociable, but unfortunately, she lost her husband last year. She has two sons and a daughter, but they would not visit her that much. She lives in my neighborhood. Usually I talk to her and help her. When I was passing by her house, I rang her bell to see was she looking for some help or not. I rang her bell twice and didn't hear any response. The street was deserted. No one was around. I got worried and decided to look inside her house to see if she's alright or not. I looked inside her house through her window. I couldn't see anything. The room was dark. Room's curtains were a bit thin, but still, no light got through. Where is she? I said to myself. I was faded from reality. Suddenly, a hand came on my shoulder. Huh?
Easy, easy, Combis. It's me, Mrs. Johnson. Sorry, got you scared?
No, it's okay. I was just passing by, so I came over to see if you need something or what, I said. To be honest, I got scared a little bit. It seemed she was at the backyard of her house and taking care of her garden.
Oh no, it's nice of you, Combis. You're like a son to me. Please, when you have free time, stop by and have some coffee with me,
she said kindly. Oh, of course, it's an honor. I thanked her and got into my car and went to work. She was waving to me and I could see her in the mirror of my car, unaware of the thing that was going to happen.